for a very big Zoom call. Maybe not so big as you're looking at the screen and seeing all of our faces or fursuit heads or maybe blank templates with our just names here. But all of you are here with us, which is the convention spirit, even if we are virtual this time around. As you can see, we've got all of our usual suspects here. We've got our staff members. We've got our board members here who have all played a little bit different roles this time around. It is different. It surely is. We have Nico, who usually plays head of security here, having done entirely different sets of duties this time around. Time, who does main events, the kangaroo that you can see, who is still doing main events, but has had to alter some things and thankfully doesn't have to worry about lighting this year. We have Dragoon, who does registration and has the easiest job out of everybody this time around. And of course, we've got our charity run by Kovu and Maibu. And everybody else that you see here, they have all pitched in their own way. They have helped out in ways that they are not quite used to and somewhat used to, but altered to make sure that even though it is a virtual con, we still have the con spirit and we still bring you an excellent Halloween weekend. Because no matter the circumstances, you can't cancel Halloween. And to tell you more about what we'll be doing this weekend, I'm going to pass this off to our con chair, Silver Wolf.
Thank you, Nick. Welcome everyone to the Virtual Furpocalypse 2020 event. As Nick said, I'm Silver Wolf, or the Mad Silver Puppy. I'm joined by our board of directors and other staff, and we are ready to bring you a fun and engaging virtual convention that may very well be better than the real thing. As long as you don't remember what actual cons were really like. This year, it has posed some very new and unique challenges. As we continue to adapt, protect ourselves, our friends, and our family from exposure to the COVID pandemic. It goes without saying that everyone has been greatly affected by this pandemic. The impacts continue to be wide-ranging from the way we socialize to how we work, to many of us having suffered great losses and increased strain on our mental well-being. This is a new time for everyone, and that makes being supportive, understanding, and sympathetic to our fellow furs and man even more important. The way we make it through times like this is by being kind to each other, appreciating what you do have, and reaching out, if you're able to someone who may be in need. Our community has always fostered the warmest and most welcoming environments, and we express ourselves in unique ways that we can't do day to day. Now it's more important than ever to keep this spirit alive. And one of the ways we're doing that is for the third year in a row, we are proud to support a charity that also shares our goals of compassion and understanding. And they too have adapted the way that they are providing help and assistance to the LGBTQ community. So to tell you a little bit more about our charity, True Colors Connecticut, I'm going to turn things over to Kovu.
Hey, Kovu from the charity department here. As Silver said, this year we're supporting True Colors again. We've helped raise over $9,000 for them, and we can't wait to raise even more for them this year. If it's okay, I'd like to hand it off to Mel from True Colors to explain some more of the important work they do in more detail.
Hi, I'm Mel. I also go by Kiva in certain company. I use they, them in any form. I am the Youth Activity Coordinator at True Colors, and I am here to tell you a little bit about what we do there. Most folks know True Colors because of the annual LGBTQ slash queer youth conference. This conference brings about 4,000 people together on the UConn store's campus for hundreds of workshops, plus a drag show, an open mic, and so much more. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that this year due to COVID, so we did it online. I feel like you know what that feels like right now. We will be doing it online again next March. In addition to the conference, we have a lot of other programs going on all the time. Our mentoring program is year-round and run with DCF. It is specifically for queer youth and out-of-home care. We have GSA support programs during the school year. That includes everything from going to visit with your GSA as a guest speaker, to consulting with your GSA, to consulting with your school, to doing staff trainings. Basically, whatever we can do to help your school be more LGBT inclusive, we're going to try and do it. We have a youth leadership team at True Colors. This is a group of between 3 to 5 young people that we hire on every year. One of the biggest things, I guess, that they do is they assist with running the Friday night activities at the office in Hartford. When we could meet in person, this would happen every Friday during the school year. Typically, the youth who are hired onto the youth leadership team go through our summer program for social justice called Queer Academy. This is a group of anywhere from 8 to maybe 16 young people who are interested in learning more about social justice through a queer perspective. The program includes guest speakers, weekly field trips to places like UConn's Rainbow Center, and a weekly art session with a local artist. That's how we got this masterpiece behind me. Look, it's me. The question on everyone's mind, as we all sit at home watching for apocalypse happen through a computer, is how did coronavirus impact queer youth and the work that you do with them? It impacted it a lot. The biggest difference, obviously, is that we can't meet in person. All of our youth groups and GSA support has moved to be online. We're still doing the work, it's just happening very differently. In addition to Friday night activities, we have added 2 more groups to our week. Every Tuesday is game night, which rotates between RPGs, think a watered-down version of Dungeons & Dragons, to paper games like Scattergories, to board games, to online team games like Jeopardy and Trivia. Every Wednesday is a peer support group. That group is peer-facilitated, so it's not an actual therapy group, but it is supported by both myself and a counselor from YWCA SAC, so there are always adults in the room, and we definitely support and guide the conversation as needed, but we also want to make sure that it's a space that youth can kind of mold into what it needs to be. We are doing what we can to continue serving and protecting and helping and uplifting and supporting queer youth around the state and beyond. Definitely a silver lining of this whole thing is that we are always coming up with new creative ways to connect, new creative things to do during those meetings to keep youth engaged, and new creative ways to support youth in school. There is always more to say about True Colors and what we do, but I promised I would keep this sort of short, so I'm going to be quiet for now, but I think I'm going to get the opportunity to meet some of you later today, so if you have any questions, please ask me there. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you to you all for what you're doing, for supporting True Colors, for doing Forpocalypse every year and using it to support all kinds of different charities and agencies throughout your time. If you want to keep up with youth activities, the best way to do it is to follow us on Instagram at True Colors GSA. You can also email me at gsa@ourtruecolors.org. I will see you all soon. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, Mel. We're so happy to be supporting True Colors again. With everything happening this year, charities need as much help as they can get. Please, if you can give anything, anything at all, no matter how small, please chip in. This year, we're also doing a Meet the Charity and Q&A panel on the main stream. Check it out on Saturday at 1 p.m. From myself and the rest of the charity department, we hope you have an awesome virtual Forpocalypse. See you on stream.
All right. Thank you, Kovu and True Colors. And as the cute puppy said, we are going to have ways for you guys to donate. Look for the donate button to be able to donate to the charity. And please, please, please click on the button if you're able to give even just a small amount. Do what you can. Our charity is the main reason that we get together. And above all, we want to show our support to such an amazing community, as such an amazing community, and to provide to our charities in these trying times. Right now, it is more important than ever that we continue our efforts to better the environment around us. And True Colors does an amazing job supporting our LGBTQ community. We are very excited to bring you a weekend of informative and interactive panels, DJs, a virtual dealer's den, a masquerade, a dance comp, VR chats, and so much more. So also, please do consider purchasing a sponsor membership to the virtual con. You'll get some pretty cool swag. We've got t-shirts, water bottles, stickers. And 20% of each sponsor membership sold is going directly to our charity. So whether you can click the donate button or buy a sponsorship, you can give True Colors a hand there, and we'd really appreciate it. I'm very glad that you guys are here attending the virtual FERPOC 2020 with us. And if all goes well and things are safe enough, I look forward to seeing all of you in our new home at the Crown Plaza in Stamford next year. And I think that's about it, huh, Nico? Did we miss anybody?
I just got a weird pop-up on my screen. I think Spots from the art department is trying to join our call, but...
What is Spots doing?
I don't know.
He's being a nosy cat again, isn't he?
For this call, though.
Well, no, I mean, hold on. I think I can accept it. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, Spots?
Wait.
Spots?
Nico, that's not
Spot. I clicked something else. Another one.
What'd you do? What'd you click on? That's not Spot. What's happening?
Bomb.